Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Music Friday. Oh, I love Music Friday, because I love music. I really do. I'm so amazed at people that just don't get into music. I guess there's two each his own, but man, the Bible talks about praising the Lord on cymbals and timbrels and five-string instruments and 10-string instruments. And I probably got that wrong. But anyway, oh, man, we want to worship the Lord with music. And this is a great Music Friday. You're going to like these songs. I'm going to start off with one and just get right on into it, because some of these songs I picked are long songs today. So let me start off with Norman Hutchins here. This called, folks, if you don't get your mind made up, you're in trouble. That's what this song says. I've got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going to follow Jesus all the way. Be right back.
I've got my mind made up. My heart is fixed.
To follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus all the way.
Come on, say.
I've got my mind made up.
And my heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
To follow Jesus.
That's right, folks. You got to get your mind made up.
Praise the Lord.
I like that. Man, let me do this song right here. This one's tough for me to listen to. My son passed away in 2024, and he would play the song. He was a very great musician and a great singer. And this one tears my heart up to listen to it. But this was one of his favorite songs. This is Smokey Norville saying, I thank God. It's called Dear God, but I like to say it, thank God for my life. Hope you enjoy it.
Feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life.
Oh, praise God. Are you thankful for your life? Just simply thank God for your life. Thank him for the good days. Thank him for the days that doesn't seem so good, because he's promised you that he'll make a way. He'll make a way in your life. Oh, that song touches my heart. It sure does. I miss my boy, but I do thank God for his life that I had on this earth for 24 precious years. And I love him and I miss him. And oh my goodness, if you're reeling from a suffering from a loss of a loved one, let me tell you something. If that person knew Jesus as their personal savior, that we can't cry for them. Man, we cry for us because we sure miss them. You know, my grandmother, when she passed away and I was at that grave, and honey, it rained so hard, we thought you could just float her casket out to the grave. And I sat there and wept, not so much because I loved her, and I did, but it was because I knew that woman loved me. Oh, my goodness. You know, my Bible says that Jesus loved me so much that he died for me when I was yet a sinner, when I was worthless, and I'm still worthless without him. But, folks, he loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. You might ask the question, well, why would he love me? You're missing the point. God's God. He's not a man. He doesn't love people like we do. Folks, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he chooses by his word to love you. Go on and just surrender and allow yourself to be rescued. That's what it is. He's the shepherd, and he'll go find you where you have fallen, and he will rescue you, put you on his shoulders, take you back to the sheepfold, and have a celebration over the one that was lost. That's you today, folks. Let me tell you something. The gist of this program is that we deliver you to Jesus. We want you to see Jesus more than anything else. This is Tamela Mann, and this is a great song. We're going to let her take us home with this one. It's called Take Me to the King.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn. My offering.